We ask kids.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, music lovers. Nathan Parmalee from The Civic here. We have tons of incredible shows lined up. Don't miss the K-Love Christmas Tour with headliners Big Daddy Weave, Kim Walker Smith, and others. Grammy Award-winning Mariachi Los Camperos will bring Fiesta Navidad to the Civic stage. And who can get enough of Broadway? You're going to love Under the Street Lamps Hip to the Holidays. The Civic is packing the calendar in 2019, kicking off with comedian Chad Prather, the pickup pundit, and act fast for your ticket to see that little old band from Texas. It's ZZ Top. In February, it's Blackberry Smoke, the southern rock band that never stands still, Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, and Lauren Daigle. March shines with Illuminate. It's spectacular, magical, and dazzling, raves the New York Times. In April, live from Broadway, the box office-shattering Illusionists will blow your mind, and vocal sensation Home Free is going to soothe your soul. For the best seats and all the details, go to ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts. Plus, they're easy to wrap. We'll see you soon at the Civic.
This hour of the Laura Ingraham Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. But it's important.
You are listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Here goes the showdown at the Trump Corral. How many of you enjoyed the Pelosi-Schumer extravaganza at the White House? I thoroughly enjoyed it. We're going to share with you a lot of those moments over the next hour, because I think it demonstrates once again why Trump is a master at changing the narrative and forcing his political opposition into having to answer questions and to be held accountable. You know, I was watching this, and it was after our show wrapped yesterday, and James and Mike were riveted to the TV. I'm like, what are you watching? And my first reaction is, oh, that's so great. I wish, first of all, I wish it happened live on our during our show hours, but that's okay, because I think a lot of you missed it. You might have seen bits or pieces of it, but you didn't take in the whole show.
It made for some incredible political theater. It was incredible.
No. And it was, people said, oh, well, you know, Trump, you know, he said this about, well, we have some of the wall built. I think he means the fence, but he said the wall. That's fine. Okay, fine. The main point is that he got the Democrats before the cameras, begging to have the cameras turned off. Okay, here he is, the President of the United States, and he invites them to the White House to have an actual conversation about what to do with this government, you know, possible government shutdown. Because Donald Trump believes the American people deserve security. And Donald Trump believes that we can't allow a continuing crisis at our southern border to overwhelm our system, our personnel, and ultimately just have a critically bad effect on our sovereignty, our rule of law, our economy, infrastructure, health, all the other things. The Democrats just want to punt it. Let's listen.
When you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing,
you just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said
without
it's effective.
Without a wall, these are only areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where
this.
You have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this.
She doesn't believe that the American people should see that back and forth. Now, why is that? Trump has no problem. I thought Schumer was supposed to be this hard-charging New Yorker. He's one of the most unpleasant people, by the way, Chuck Schumer. Oh, one of the most haughty, condescending figures on Capitol Hill. And I know this from a long, long time ago when he was a congressman. But I don't want to deign to be filmed in the Oval Office actually having to defend the fact that I believe in open borders. And remember, New York, sanctuary state. California, sanctuary state, with sanctuary policies running throughout. New York City gives IDs out to people so they can get benefits, so they can, their lives are made easier. They get these special identification cards, because a lot of them don't drive, because there's no need to drive in the greater New York area, in the boroughs, they don't have to drive. But they have these ID cards. New York wants to keep the flow of cheap labor coming in. And if it means that you have a certain number of criminals, that's fine. Certainly not going to alert ICE to the fact that we've released hardened criminals into America who should be deported immediately after they serve their sentences. But I thoroughly enjoy this. Again, Trump wants to shine sunlight onto this whole process. He wants you to see what's going on here. And I think it's about time the American people had a real bird's eye view into this sickeningly corrupt process in Washington, D.C. The fact that we do not have a secure border is obscene. The fact that we don't have asylum laws already reformed is obscene. There has been a stratospheric increase in the number of people claiming asylum only because they know that that's a fast pass into the United States to be allowed to stay. Oh, here's an ankle bracelet. By the way, are they releasing a line of ankle bracelet jewelry? They should have a Trump line of jewelry for the ankle bracelets made in China. Honestly, this is a fast pass into the system. You come in with a child or someone you say is your child. You say, credible fear. I have credible fear. Some lawyer has coached you down south of the border. Those people should all be investigated, by the way. That should be shut down. And then you're good to go. Then you're released, and maybe you'll decide 5 years later to show up at a hearing, but most likely you won't show up to do anything because they're not going to know where you are. Do you think the federal government's going to track down, Juan Perez and his child who came across the border last month and the Rio Grande Valley, and they're going to track them down 5 years later to show up at an immigration hearing? Of course not.
We have a disagreement about the wall, whether it's effective or not. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You were called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do, to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border security.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
Nancy's like, turn the cameras off, please. Hair, makeup. Did she start screaming that at any point? People, staff, help me.
Does this work better? No.
No.
Staff, sound people.
So she's, James, like, sound people, shut the mics off. Oh my, she was miserable.
The point is that there are equities to be weighed. And we're here to have a conversation in a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press on this.
We would do it immediately. We get it passed very easily in the House.
Again, let us have our conversation, and then
that's
we can meet with the press again.
No, she doesn't want the cameras rolling, because guess what? The cameras do not lie. We now see that we have a president fighting to get the border enforced. And we have Democrats playing games. By the way, $1.6 billion might sound like a lot, but when it comes to a 1,700-mile-long border, it's a pittance. We spend money in far-flung places, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. We've spent trillions in Iraq and Afghanistan. And our Congress can't find $25 billion to build this wall, get this done, and begin the process of changing our immigration laws, having immediate hearings at the border, turning people around. That's what needs to happen. We need to have immediate turnbacks at the border. We need to shut down this absurd series of loopholes and wide open holes in our asylum process. Donald Trump wants to do all of that. And he should let this government roll into a partial government shutdown if he doesn't get what he needs on this. He cannot put this off into the new year. Can't do it because he's not going to get it in the new year. And then suddenly it's going to be 2020 and they're going to say, where's your wall? Oh, you said you were going to get a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. Nothing happened. It's going to kill Trump in the 2020 race. 855-40-LAURA. All right, we have a lot more to get to. By the way, Christmas, can you believe Christmas is almost here? And ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to worry about going to a Christmas party and not looking your best because your skin isn't looking its best if you get the great products by my friends at Chamonix. And one of the coolest stuff, I think this is probably the best and most effective of all the Chamonix products I've tried, is the great new Genucel for your chin and your neckline, your kind of chin and your jawline. Chin and jawline is where you show your age, sadly. I mean, it just happens. Well, if you want to contour that area of your face better, then all you need to do is get the great new jawline treatment. It has the dual peptide and MDL technology. It's awesome. And for one more week, the Genucel jawline treatment is yours, and it's free when you order the Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness, which you should have anyway. So you should have the under-eye for bags and puffiness anyway. Get yourself an extra tube of that, and then you'll be able to try the jawline treatment. You're going to love it. Okay, call them. It's very easy. Great stocking stuffers, by the way. Call them at 800-480-5206 or just go to Genucel. That's GENUCEL.com. End this year on a high note for your skin. Again, Genucel.com. Get that jawline treatment with your under-eye bags and puffiness. It's a great deal just in time for Christmas. 800-480-5206 or Genucel.com.
I disagree with all these Republicans who say that somehow San Fran Nancy Pelosi doesn't connect with the heartland or doesn't help the Democrats in flyover country. Oh, this woman can give a speech.
43 years ago, I heard President Kennedy issue this challenge. My fellow citizens of the world.
My fellow citizens of the world.
Ask not what America will do for you.
Ask not what America will do for you.
But what working together we can do.
But what together we can do.
For the freedom of man.
For the freedom of man.
Woo-hoo. I was moved.
I mean, does this mean that Nancy Pelosi is also in favor of John F. Kennedy's tax cuts and his muscular response to foreign aggression? Let's face it, today's Democrat Party is not the party of John F. Kennedy.
My credentials are very much like the ideas of the American people.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Hey guys, my friends at MyPillow have some great news for the holidays. They are bringing back their buy one, get one free deal for a limited time. You buy one of any type of their pillows and receive one of the same or lesser value for free. There's no better gift than a MyPillow for the holidays. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable. It also comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose. To get this limited time offer of a buy one, get one free, go to MyPillow.com and then click on the radio listener special or call them at 800-385-5164 and use the promo code Laura. That's 800-385-5164. Always use the promo code Laura and then you'll get the holiday buy one, get one free special. Remember, the folks at MyPillow have been steadfast supporters of free speech and free and diverse intellectual thought in this country. So call them at 800-385-5164 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Laura. Remember, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Laura.
More good news on the economy. Unemployment drops again.
Tax cuts. Slashing red tape. The Trump approach is pro-growth and America first. So why is his health secretary trying to let foreign countries like Greece set Medicare drug prices here in the U.S.? The world already gets a free ride on American innovation and medicines. The right answer is more competition, not imported socialist pricing schemes. Tell President Trump to fight for America and a better deal. Visit ProtectMyPartB.org.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holidays sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
We came in here in good faith, and we're entering into a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy.
It's
called transparency.
What Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer showed today in the Oval Office is they are smarter, they are more capable, they are more able politicians than Donald Trump. And as somebody who had questioned in the past whether or not Nancy Pelosi should again be the Speaker of the House, she owned it today. Welcome to the speakership, Madam Pelosi. She is going to be the next Speaker of the House without question.
I am a strategic, politically astute leader.
You're listening to your healthy radio addiction, 855-40-LAURA. Drudge has a funny, well, it's not funny, it's disturbing piece out about how D.C. has a spiraling rat infestation. Have you seen that, James?
No, it's but terrifying. That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, no, it's disgusting. And in Georgetown, by the way, it's the worst because it's near the waterfront. Those things run. When I was running once on the canal in Georgetown, a rat ran right across my foot when I was running. It was disgusting. Telling you, you can board passengers on these rats. They're so big. But, of course, you know, it's the infestation. The infestation of rats, infestation of politicians who act like rats. They're spending our money. They don't care about spending our money usually. But when we can actually spend money on something we need, like border enforcement, oh, like suddenly they become, you know, fiscal stewards. Do you notice that? Oh, well, the spending money on that is just, oh, the wall. No, that's a waste of money. They have no problem when they're putting money down the drain for things like Solyndra. Remember that boondoggle? $500 million and billions down the drain and all those green energy projects. Most of them had sweetheart deal connections to big Democrat donors during the Obama years. Well, they don't care about spending money. The idea that spending money is suddenly on their top priority list, they're worried about what's going to do to our budget deficit. Oh, please. What they're worried about is Donald Trump's plan to secure the border would actually shore up our country's security and maybe dry up some of their future Democrat voters. That's what they're really worried about.
The president made clear that he wants a shutdown. His position, if he sticks to his position for a $5 billion wall, he will get no wall and he will get a shutdown. We want border security, but Americans know that the wall, not paid for by Mexico anymore, is not the way to border security.
I think this is a great debate. The more that we talk about immigration, the better. The only thing I would say for Trump is that he should be rattling off examples of individuals who've been released in places like New York and California. Released from prison, from state prison, in order to go kill or maim or brutalize or commit domestic violence or a DWI, again, because of the sanctuary policies. I would look right at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and say, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you all favor the sanctuary policies in your own state that endanger the lives of Californians and New York folks? You guys are hurting your own citizens. You realize that? I mean, if you're going to go head-to-head in the Oval like that, then you got to throw down some of those examples. I think that would have even been better. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think we need more of these. Oh, the Democrats are going to think twice before they even accept an invitation to the Oval Office again. And that was that David Jolly, that fool who we just heard the soundbite. It's another former Republican congressman who knows nothing from Florida. So he's another Trump hater. We're going to get into this later on. This tedious op-ed that 44 former senators signed yesterday that ran in the Washington Post about how, well, we're nearing the end of the Mueller investigation and it's up to the Senate to restore the poise and the gentility and the graciousness to the process of governance. Oh, again, all these people who are fancying themselves, as I said on the angle last night, the guardians of the galaxy. Where were they when we needed them to truly be guardians of, our money, our border, foreign policy, domestic affairs, guardians against the rise of China? And now they're blaming Trump. They don't just blame Trump. They say the process, but it's clearly, but you read between the lines, this entire op-ed is directed at Donald Trump, and it pretty much seems to me that the op-ed is about how Republicans and Democrats have to come together to realize that, you have to resist Trump. You need a bipartisan resistance against Trump. That's what they're waiting for that.
And here's what's so hypocritical. In February of this year, 44 Democrats, including Schumer, voted for a bill that had $25 billion for a wall. They want Trump to lose more than they want the country to win. They voted for large amounts of money to secure the border before. They just don't want to do it for Trump.
Right, yeah. So it was 2006. Huge border bill. Obama favored it. Pelosi favored it. Schumer favored it. All these people were for it. Well, they had no problem then. But suddenly, oh, no, we can't do that.
Well, look, we're not looking for payback.
Oh, no. No payback there. I mean, that's all they have. Trump's a bad guy. That's their entire argument. All right, Byron York coming up.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad, I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-794-0437.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil. The choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
My friends, the holidays are a time for family being together, your friends sharing blessings, some laughs, just be together. Well, sadly, the holidays are also a time for scamming. Every year, fraud increases exponentially during the holidays, and then the thieves start celebrating by going to town on your name and opening up accounts in your name, draining bank accounts. The list goes on and on. Even the package delivery scams, the phishing scams. So don't let any of this distract from the holiday spirit you should be enjoying right now. All you need to do is do what I did. Become a member of MyID Care. Look, MyID Care has been taking care of Fortune 500 companies for years, and now their services are available to you and also your family. And plans start at less than $9.99 a month. So that's cool. And MyID Care offers recovery guarantee, money back. So that's great. So I don't worry about identity theft anymore, and neither should you. All you need to do is go to MyIDCare.com/Laura. Use the promo code Laura. You'll save 15%. Never worry about your identity again at MyIDCare.com/Laura. Promo code Laura.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know?
I would just say this. You want to know if it was more productive behind the scenes. I hear some of the Fox reporters saying, why did we not want transparency in this discussion? We didn't want to contradict the president when he was putting forth figures that had no reality to them, no basis in fact.
Oh, my goodness. So Nancy Pelosi is claiming that she didn't want Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer and herself to be on camera together because she just didn't want to embarrass the president by criticizing him in public. Wait a second, she does that every day anyway. Joining us now, Byron York of the Washington Examiner, and he has a great piece out today about Michael Flynn. We're going to get to that as well. We have news on the Strasbourg terror attack in France, the suspect screaming Allahu Akbar before opening fire. Not a big shock to anyone who's been following this massive crisis in the migrant and refugee population and those who have been radicalized, who are natural-born French, Germans, and now even Sweden is suffering a huge uptick in crime because of the migrant population. I have unbelievable news out of Sweden, which I'm going to share with you as well. And this is all happening around the Christmas, busy Christmas season in Europe. Byron, it's great to have you on. I love that excuse from Nancy.
Well, Fox News is saying that I shouldn't have done that. We should have kept going, but I don't want to embarrass the president.
I mean, doesn't she call him a mob boss, like, basically every day?
I'm so glad that now that she's probably going to be speaker again, we're going to get more of your Nancy Pelosi impression.
Oh, God.
Well, Byron, I think I'm a grandmother of 43 grand and great-grandchildren.
Wasn't this perhaps the best example of government transparency that we've seen in I can't remember how long? Remember when Barack Obama, during the campaign in 2008, he wanted a health care bill, he said, we will have the negotiations in public on C-SPAN so the people can see what's going on. Well, obviously that never happened, but it did happen in the Oval Office on Tuesday. So I don't see what anyone can criticize about Trump actually allowing the public to see how these leaders expressed their positions to each other.
Yeah, here we have a president who's decided they're coming in, she's going to be in power. We need Democrat votes in the House of Representatives. We need them. We have to get them. And so I'm going to bring them in, and I'll let them speak. Let the public kind of get a sense of what's really going on. I thought the Democrats were all against backroom deals and the old smoke-filled rooms and patting each other on the back and coming out with a deal and then telling the people how they're going to live. I thought they loved that idea of letting the sun shine in, Byron.
They were clearly uncomfortable. Both Pelosi and Schumer were clearly uncomfortable with discussing their positions in public. And at one point, Trump says, "Nancy, this is called transparency. That's what it is." Now, listen, I think there were some serious issues raised in this discussion, which is basically Pelosi saying to the president, "You don't have the votes in the House for $5 billion to fund a wall." And, you know, Trump kept saying, well, I don't have to bring it up in the House because I can't get the votes in the Senate right now. So I don't need to bring it up in the House. Well, afterwards, I think that this whole dispute between them and the fact that it was so public, is going to bring some sort of bill to the floor on the House. And we'll see whether the Republicans there, a majority of the House, supports this funding for the president's wall.
Well, didn't we also force the Republicans' hands, dovetailing into what you just said? I mean, the Republicans have been horrific on this issue of immigration. They have done zippo. They had the Goodlatte bill in the House. Paul Ryan clearly didn't want that to go anywhere. It was a complete scandal how they covered border security for 2 years, and they left it in the president's lap. He shouldn't have signed that omnibus bill earlier this year that didn't have the proper wall funding and all the other reforms and immigration. If he had gotten that through, Byron, we wouldn't have this mess we have right now on the southern border.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely clear that, first of all, Republicans have been divided on immigration for a long time. Obviously, the Gang of Eight bill got 68 votes in the House, excuse me, in the Senate. That's a lot of that was a lot of Republicans there. And then it didn't go anywhere, didn't get to a vote in the Republican-controlled House. I think it's pretty clear that the president has mishandled the wall issue over the first 2 years of his presidency. The fact that he's still desperately trying to get it now, just literally days before his party loses power in the House. What you're saying is absolutely right. If he had gotten this earlier, then it would, you know, it would already be locked in. And you have to remember, this was one of the president's absolutely premier campaign promises.
Mm. Well, I think I cannot agree with you more, Byron. This is it for Trump. I mean, he has to get this done, and he has to show real progress on this issue. And the Republicans were never for it, and so Trump. I think Trump got some bad advice from inside the White House. I think there are people inside the White House who never wanted the wall, never liked the fact that he mentioned the wall. And so they were fine to let this kind of wither on the vine. But going into 2020, it's a horrible situation. It has to,
yeah,
this has
it
to
is
be
terrible.
No, it has to be
and
turned
let me
around.
Add one more. Let me add one more thing, yeah, on this wall stuff. There was apparently an opportunity for a straight wall for DACA deal. But you have to remember the never Trump jurisprudence that we have seen during the president's time in office popped into this when basically a federal judge barred the president from rescinding DACA. Well, I mean, clearly the president should have the power to rescind a previous president's executive action, but a judge barred it, and Democrats began to see, well, wait a minute, we're going to get what we want from the courts, that is, continued DACA protections, so we don't have to give up anything to the president for his wall. And now, you know, if the president thinks he's going to get wall funding starting next month, when Democrats control the House of Representatives, that's going to be tough.
Mm. We're talking to Byron York on the Laura Ingraham Show. Byron, on the column that you wrote today about what happened when Mike Flynn was interviewed in January of 2017. I can't believe that's almost 2 years ago now. This was right after the president was inaugurated. He's a national security advisor. Tell us about Sally Yates and Peter Strzok and this decision to get Michael Flynn behind closed doors to be interviewed by a few FBI agents.
Yeah, well, we know that, you know, the U.S. intelligence had picked up a conversation between Flynn and the Russian ambassador around Christmas time in 2016 during the transition. Nothing wrong with that. An incoming national security advisor can certainly discuss things with foreign officials. Nothing wrong with that. But the Obama holdover, Sally Yates, that were still in power, basically came up with this theory that Flynn might have violated the Logan Act. I'm sure you've educated your listeners many times on that. It's a completely dead letter, never been enforced in 200-plus years. So they go over to interview Flynn. And what we've learned now is late Tuesday night, Flynn's lawyers filed their own sentencing memo in which they said, we agree with the special counsel that he shouldn't get any jail time. No surprise there. But then they offered some details of how this whole thing came about. And basically, Flynn is sitting in his office one day. He gets a call from Andrew McCabe. And McCabe says, hey, we want to send a couple of guys over to talk to you about this Russia stuff. And by the way, you know, the quickest way to do this is if you talk to them alone. And if you do want to get like a lawyer involved, that'll take more time. And then we'll have to get the Department of Justice involved, too. So he's clearly discouraging Flynn from having a lawyer present. And then before the interview, FBI officials, including McCabe and the two agents who questioned Flynn, specifically decide not to warn Flynn that there are consequences to lying to federal agents. Now, obviously, Flynn would know that, but the idea was that that might make him tense, and that might reveal that the FBI officials were there to actually interview him on penalty of, you know, law. So it's kind of clear that they approached this interview differently. Flynn points out that in the case of Alex Van der Swan and George Papadopoulos, first of all, they were interviewed in the context of knowing there was a big Russia investigation. Flynn did not. Second of all, they were warned that it was a felony to lie to the FBI. And third, they were actually given time. They had lawyers and were given time to reconsider their remarks. So Flynn clearly thinks he was rushed and discouraged from having a lawyer there and not given any sense of the context of why the FBI was coming to talk to him.
Well, and I think when you've just started your job, you're in there and you say, I mean, they said, well, okay, I'm going to. I think you truly believed him. He had nothing to hide.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely clear. And they wanted to make sure that Flynn was relaxed and didn't know that he was really being questioned.
Right.
And you're right. This was 4 days into the administration, January 24th. There's also one other thing that's really kind of odd in this. Okay. This interview is on January 24th, and you know FBI. Agents, after they've done an interview, they write up a report, and it's known as the 302, in which they write everything that happened during this interview. According to this Flynn document, for this January 24th interview, the FBI 302 is dated August 22nd, nearly 7 months later. And I will guarantee you that Republicans in Congress are going to want to know, wait a minute, why was there this huge gap between the time the interview was conducted and the time this write-up was done?
I'm telling you, I think when the story of the Flynn and all this is really told, I think this finally, when it's told in its entirety without bias, to me, this was all a big slow roll setup to get someone to, in their view, rat on Donald Trump and bring this whole administration down. I knew from the beginning, because I had heard through a number of people, but it was off the record, that Flynn had no lawyer with him. And my first response, and this was in January 2017, my first response was, who the hell allowed him to do that? Like, who went the way? And I think Don McGahn was involved, correct? Don McGahn marched over to the Oval, I believe, and asked the president about this. The president really didn't follow what was going on, and Don McGahn allowed this to go forward.
there's one other memo that this sentencing memo quotes, and that's something written by Andrew McCabe, now departed, on the day it happened. He said, I explained, and this is explained to Flynn, I explained that I thought the quickest way to get this done was to have a conversation between Flynn and the agents only. I further stated that Flynn, if he wished to include anyone else in the meeting, like the White House counsel, for instance, that I would need to involve the Department of Justice. Okay. So clearly they're saying, listen, let's not have any lawyers here. We're just talking. I mean, we just need to find out a few things. We're just talking.
This is just a conversation. Well, I've got to say, Byron, the idea that Flynn wouldn't have known better, though.
Sure.
Yeah, that's disturbing. I mean, the fact that Flynn would have just even agreed to this, I don't care what they say to you. You don't sit down with an FBI agent in a political environment as hot as the one we've been in since, you know, for 3 years now, and just say, oh, yeah, well, come on, you need a cup of coffee? I mean, you just don't do that.
Well,
Byron, we got to go, but thank you so much. Really interesting piece. We'll have you on the angle this week for sure. You're so great on all of these issues. We have a lot more to get to on the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. And guess who gets a big award from a federal district court judge? We'll tell you about it. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia. I have nerve damage and fatigue. I have thalassemia. I'm hypoglycemic. So my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it. But starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Caroling, caroling through the snow, Christmas bells are ringing.
Ooh, well, Christmas early for Donald Trump because U.S. District Court today orders Stormy Daniels to pay President Trump $293,000 to reimburse his attorney's fees. So it's under the court order. This came down yesterday. It's 75% of his total legal bill plus $1,000 in sanctions to punish Daniels for filing a meritless lawsuit against the president. I think we have to do that next hour. These lawsuits, and we're focused on it because it's Trump. The lawsuits in this country, one thing he's got to push for in the new year, and it's more of a state issue, but tort reform. I don't care. I find these lawsuits and the lawyers that file them only for harassment purposes, nuisance purposes, to try to get big judgments from people, this all has to stop. And Donald Trump fights them. I mean, in this case with Daniels and McDougal, he decided to pay them off because, you know, everything that was happening, I think his family, and he just wanted it off his plate. But in big lawsuits, he usually fights them. That's what people have to do. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show. A lot more to get to. Stay there.
If you or a loved one get leg cramps or foot cramps, you know how painful it can be, how disruptive they can be. Muscle cramps can jolt you out of a sound sleep or interrupt your daily life. Well, listen carefully, because I recently learned about TheraWorks Relief. It's a non-greasy foam that's proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. Plus, with daily use, TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep or do the activities you love without worry. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. People love the results. You've probably seen Dr. Drew Pinsky on TV talking about TheraWorks Relief, and many of my colleagues on radio are also talking about TheraWorks Relief. Now, the holiday season is right around the corner, so if you know someone who suffers with muscle cramps or muscle soreness, I can't think of a better stocking stuffer. TheraWorks Relief is my choice for preventing and relieving muscle cramps. Make it yours, too. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, or by talking to your pharmacist. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Well, I've got the solution. Treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas. I'm Stacy, head designer at Pajamagram, America's PJ Experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram comes with free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Our PJs are backed by a 100% lifetime money-back guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy by giving them the world's softest pajamas. You can too, but you need to jump on this now because normally these sell out before Christmas. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m.